President Bush concludes a two-day trip to three southern states today, speaking in Florida and Georgia. Following a visit this morning to a fire services training center in Daytona Beach, he'll speak this afternoon at a high school in Atlanta. The president is expanding on the priorities he outlined in his State of the Union address Tuesday night. Yesterday in North Carolina, he proposed a $560 million program to promote volunteerism. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Winston-Salem.
The president says his volunteer initiative is an effort to develop something positive out of last year's terrorist attacks. Capitalizing on the country's renewed sense of patriotism, the program encourages Americans to become more involved in their communities. President Bush calls the proposal the USA Freedom Corps, and yesterday in North Carolina, he expressed hope that it would harness, in his words, the collective soul of the country.
If people want to fight terror, do something kind for a neighbor. Join the USA Freedom Corps. Love somebody. Mentor a child. Stand up to evil with acts of goodness and kindness. Not only will our country be better, but we'll show the world. We will show the world that values, universal values, must be respected.
The president is seeking more than $500 million for the initiative, money that would double the size of the Peace Corps, expand community service efforts at universities, and greatly enlarge the AmeriCorps domestic volunteer program. AmeriCorps was formed by the Clinton administration and once was targeted for elimination by congressional Republicans, but now the program enjoys bipartisan support. President Bush says he wants all Americans to devote 4,000 hours, 2 years of their lives, to serving others.
Now, many of you do that, I know. Many of you go to your Sunday school class and figure out ways to help a neighbor in need. Some of you walk across the street to a shut-in and say, I love you, can I care for you? Many of you mentor. I hope you keep doing that. That's part of the 4,000 hours I ask for you to do for your nation, for the good of your community.
The president's request was well received by most of the people who attended his Winston-Salem address. Tickets for the event were distributed by the local Republican Party, and many in the crowd of 6,000 said they're willing to do whatever the president asks. Susan Pack, a homeschool parent from Clemens, North Carolina, said after listening to Mr. Bush, she felt ashamed that she doesn't volunteer more.
We're too self-centered and we're too self-involved, and he's a wise man and sees that and knows that it isn't possible for him to run every part of this country alone. So he's just getting everybody back on board.
Another woman in the audience, though, said that while she supports the president's call for community service, she can't comply just now. Judy Walker, who used to work in the airline industry, was laid off last fall and is still unemployed. She says finding a volunteer job is not her top priority.
I have to find the paying kind first. And then, of course, I don't mind. I've always volunteered to a certain extent anyway in different little things. I've done the Mother's March on birth defects, that kind of thing, so it's not going to be a new thing for me.
President Bush did address economic issues briefly during his remarks yesterday. In North Carolina, where the unemployment rate is at a 17-year high, the president repeated his call for further tax cuts, and he said his plan to drill for more domestic gas and oil would stabilize energy prices and create jobs. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.